The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. And were you told 3 or 4 months ago, hey, stay in the market right now. This market's going to go up and it's going to do well, only to see that you've just lost 20-25%. Folks, if you want a solution, if you want a safe money solution, insulated from all of this risk and volatility, give me a call. I'll show you how you can add anywhere from 18 to 36% into your accounts. Call 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneysafe.com. Good morning, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and welcome to the Prosperity Hour. And very happy to have you all join us. And you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. That's 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. You can also find us on YouTube and on Facebook. We're actually on Facebook Live when we record, typically on Wednesday mornings. And so welcome. And today's show is Good Returns with Safe Money Accounts. That's right. Good Returns with Safe Money Accounts. Well, how do we do that? Because one of the conversations that we're having right now with many of our clients is, well, the market has not returned. The market's down about 20%, 25%. Actually, if you look at the ups and downs, it's actually down more. People have lost close to 30% of their accounts. And unfortunately, people are sitting there watching their accounts dwindle. I had a client that reached out to me and said, Greg, I've just lost so much money. I said, well, we talked about this a year ago. And they stayed in the market because they were told the market was going to go up. And now they're pulling out of the market in a panic mode. And guess what happens? They get a little bit like frozen, like, what do I do? So I want to mention this to you all. Where do you put your money? Okay, where do you put your money? Where can you put your money in this type of a market? Are you going to stick it all in gold? And then gold's lost some money. There's some opportunities with gold. We can discuss that, or silver. But how are you going to guarantee your income? How are you going to guarantee your principal without doing something about it? So the vehicles that we deal with, our safe money vehicles, are wonderful vehicles. And I want to point something out to you all that are listening. Right now, you have an opportunity to add anywhere from 21 to 34% into your retirement accounts day one. And most of these accounts have no fees. Did you hear what I just said? So if you could add, I'll just use 20% as a round number. If you've got $500,000, we're adding $100,000 to your account. So if you lost $70,000 between January and now, we're making up that loss with that safe money strategy. Your income is guaranteed. Your income, increasing income, is guaranteed, which means you've got an inflation hedge. And folks, if you're not worried about inflation, I don't know where you're at. I just came back from Hawaii. Gas is $6.50 a gallon there. California, $7.50 a gallon. So folks, stay tuned. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to get Steve on the air in a moment. And I just want to let our listeners know that we have a team in Seneca, South Carolina, Dan and Tammy Kreider. We've got Steve Lewis in Spartanburg. And we've got myself in Greenville and in Sarasota, and all of our teams available to all of these areas, as well as Chattanooga, Tennessee. Folks, don't make the mistake of inaction, of freezing, or sitting here trying to time the market and continue to lose money and listen to the fake news. I call it the fake news because they're going to tell you, oh, it's okay, hunker in bonds, and bonds are paying you 2% or less. We've got better strategies. If you want to learn about it, stay tuned. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. MyMoneyIsSafe.com.
Welcome to the Prosperity Hour. Join host Greg Ellie with Steve Lewis of the Prosperity Group as they guide you on your path to prosperity in retirement and life. Learn how to safely protect your money from market risk, creating your own pension-like income with their safe money strategies and implementing their tax-free plans. Call Greg or the team at 864-989-0176 or email Greg at mymoneyissafe.com. Visit mymoneyissafe.com and start now.
Welcome, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and I have Steve Lewis, who's co-hosting with me as always. And Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing great. I hope you are. Welcome back to Planet South Carolina, Earth, whatever. You've been disengaged for a while, but it's great to have you back.
Well, yeah, I needed it. First time I've really done that in 30 years where I've taken that much time off. It seems bizarre. And I didn't know what to do with myself. Well, actually, that's not true. I worked on my tan, and I got my tan back in about 25 minutes.
You kill me. For those that don't know, Greg walks out in the sun and just instantly tans. For me, I walk out in the sun, I burn, and then I peel about 5 minutes later. So
you know what's funny? South Carolina, in Florida, I get black. I mean, literally, I just get black. But in Hawaii, I get golden. I look like a Hershey's chocolate bar or something like that. You know, a little bit
That's
of a
weird.
It's a little weird to look like a Hershey's chocolate bar. But the point is, I feel a lot better.
With gray hair on top.
with gray hair. And guess what? With that cleanse that I did, I shared with our listeners last week. I went to Angel Farms. My hair darkened, Steve. So my hair darkened. The white's whiter and the dark's darker. So I don't know.
You think if I go, maybe it'll make my hair grow back?
It could. Really cool. It could, yeah. Yeah, you never know. No, seriously, because at this cleanse, there was a lady who had Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And you're on a 10-day cleanse. I'll spare the listeners the details. If anybody wants to find out, call me, 800-440-434. Some people no longer have cancer. Some people no longer have diabetes. This lady, this was a testimony that was phenomenal. This person had dementia. She'd been on dementia medication for a year and a half. She went on the cleanse on the fourth day. Her memory came back. She's like 10 years, no dementia. She's 91 years old today.
Good grief.
That's pretty stunning. That's pretty
amazing.
Stunning.
That is
and
amazing.
It's just the body's healing itself. So let's talk about what we're talking about today, which is, you know, where do people put their money right now? Where can they make potentially decent returns in safe money strategies? Steve, how many conversations are you having with people that have just lost a significant amount of money? And Steve, I don't think it's going to be getting better anytime soon.
No. The market was up the last 2 days. So, you know, it must be over. That seems to be the mindset. I was talking with a potential client. They were, you know, freaked out about how much money they lost. And as you talked about, same thing, you know, everybody's worried about what they lost. And of course, I told them, you know, we could basically put them right back where they were with the bonuses and everything else. Well, apparently their stockbroker got a hold of them, and I guess he convinced them that, you know, the market's coming back, which you and I talk about on this show all the time. The fundamentals just aren't there, and it doesn't make any sense to be, you know, thinking about the fact that it might come back when you've already lost. And, you know, I guess the argument is that if you cash in now, you know, then you've lost for sure. But if you ride it out, then you can possibly make those gains back. But there's just nothing that says that the market's coming back like that.
Well, let me just bring reason to what these people are thinking. Okay. We had a client that the same situation, the broker delayed an account transfer. Client lost $20,000 when he called me back up and said, Greg, I just lost $20,000. I said, I don't want to tell you, I told you so. But so anyway, he moved $200,000. We helped him. And guess what? We put him in an account that added 20%, or actually it was 18% into his account day one. Now, folks, if you want to learn how you can do it, you can do that. Call us at 1-800-440-0434. This is the Prosperity Hour, and you can go to our You can email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com or the website mymoneyissafe.com. We're upgrading our website. You can go to YouTube videos and listen to the stories. We're doing 3-minute videos to try to tell the story. But Steve, you're right. And here's the problem with this. People are being hoodooed into thinking this. We've had 12 years of a bull run. Why would we continue to have a bull run? Because gas is so cheap, because there's no inflation, and we're manufacturing so money. We can't even get oil. But hey, the market's going to go up because it's the market. Just ask somebody that says he hates so-and-so products, and you should too, but then he owns 25% of annuity companies. So go figure. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Stay tuned. Do you have a 401k and you're watching it go down to a 301k? Not just kidding, folks, but the reality is you're watching yourself lose money. If you can do an in-service rollover, you're 59 and a half, you need to call us so we can show you how you can add anywhere from 18 to 36% double-digit numbers. Call me at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Welcome back, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and we are talking today about how to get decent returns with safe money strategies. And Steve and I were just talking about some of that earlier last segment. I also want to just recognize the song that you heard. This is a song sang by my late wife, Marie, in 1990 called Safe in the Harbor. And, you know, I want to use it as a segue because your money needs to be safe in the harbor right now. And right now, you could be attacked by Somali pilots with your money right now. If you were on a ship going to somewhere else in the world, maybe looking for oil or something like that, you know, maybe finding a better price of oil. In fact, I was listening to a show earlier, Steve. If you look at the products that are made with petroleum, what's happened is everything is going through the roof. But yep. Don't worry, Steve. Everybody knows the market will just come back and be great. No problem. No
Absolutely.
Problem at all.
You know, and before we get too far in this segment, I do want to say Christian has been our producer now for, at least a couple of years. I want to say it's like 2 or 3 years now. Done an amazing job. He is moving on to much bigger, much better things than us. And I just want to wish him all the best and let him know we're praying for him and excited about the opportunity that God has put in front of him. And he is a star in the making, and we've been so blessed to have him with us. So thank you, Christian, for all you've done for us and making us look good. We appreciate you.
Yeah, Christian, you do a great job. You make this very easy and very pleasant. So I just pray God's blessing on you as well. That
absolutely
you're very successful, and when I stop by Nashville, we'll definitely come by and visit.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, one of the things that's been on my mind, and I had this conversation with a client the other day, and you know, we talked about last week was talking about upside potential, and you know, one of the things that we didn't talk about a lot last week that I think is really important is, you know, when you go to retire, the amount of money that you have, let's say that you retire with $500,000, right? You have $500,000, no matter how you got it, whatever the market's doing, it doesn't matter. But that's the money that you're going to live off of for the rest of your life. Well, you know, there are calculations that go into trying to figure out how much do you use every year to be able to preserve the capital and still live on that money, you know, to have like an ongoing stream of revenue, because I mean, that's the point, isn't it? You've got 20, 25 years of money that you're going to need off of that income. And if you start depleting it, your 500 is now 450 and then 400. I mean, it takes more to get the same. And you get what I'm saying? Like, you've got to preserve that capital to be able to have the stream of income. Let me make one quick point. The point that I wanted to make about that is that that amount of money with the vehicles that we use is significantly less, and it's guaranteed. In other words, you're able to leverage the amount of money that you have in retirement to be able to have more of a stream of a bigger stream of revenue that also in many cases will increase as the years go. And your capital doesn't matter. The preservation of capital doesn't matter. But if you have that money in the market and you start depleting that capital, you're in real trouble. So you've got to be very, very careful. And with us, you don't even have to worry about it. It's guaranteed every year for the rest of your life and the rest of your spouse's life.
Well, that's well said, and that's exactly right. See, here's the question people need to ask themselves. Where do I put my money if I want to stay safe? All right. We've talked about it previously on the show. Before the Great Depression, we had a bull run of 10 to 12 years, and then we got 24 years. 24 years it took for the market to come back. If you're 65 years old, you're gonna stay in the market till it comes back till you're 89. I had a doctor call me, great gentleman. In fact, we're gonna be meeting with him in Florida, and several million dollars. And he said, I've lost a few hundred thousand dollars. And the person is over 90 years old, and we're gonna be able to help him, you know? But here's the point. Where do you put your money? Where are you going to put your money? Okay, are you going to stick it all in gold? I don't feel really comfortable taking my IRA and sticking a bunch of IRA money, a couple million dollars of IRA money into gold, because there's a custodian holding my gold. I'd rather, if I'm going to have gold, I'm going to rather hold physical gold, which I'm going to use my non-qualified or non-IRA money to hold gold or silver. Okay, that's me personally. There may be a place for a small gold IRA, and I've got a small gold IRA, but you know, it's taken a hit because the market's being manipulated. I think it's going to come back, and it'll come back strong. But the fact of the matter is, where are you going to put your money? You're going to stick it in bonds.
Yep.
Okay. That's not good. You're going to stick it in REITs. Well, REITs are pretty good right now, but they're very illiquid and there's a lot of risk to it. I'm going to stick it in mutual funds. Right. Because the market's just going to keep going up and up and up. So let's look at reason. And Steve, if I don't know if you can put it for the benefit of our listeners, if you could look up at the Yahoo Finance and look at the year to date and do the calculation, I'll try to do it as well as we're talking. You know, the Dow today, as we're recording the shows, down 27%, or not percent, 24 points. So it's pretty inactive right now in a sense. But when I look at the year to date on this thing, let me look here, and I'm doing this for the benefit of our listeners. The Dow was at like 35,641. It, as of now, it's 31,047. All right. So that's about 18% right now. Now, if I went back a couple of days ago, it was down more than that. But here's what people don't realize. Let me ask this question, Steve. Okay. This is for the benefit of our listeners. All right. If I got $100,000 and I lose 50% of my account, how much is my account worth, Steve?
I believe you said 100 and it's lost 50%. So it's down to 50,000.
All right. So how much do I need to get back to $100,000? I just need 50%, right?
Well, of course, because you lost 50%, so you gained 50%. Wait, that math doesn't work. 50% of 50,000 only gets you to 75,000.
75,000.
So
I'm halfway there. See, that's the mistake people are making, especially people that maybe just they've got their 401k right now and, you know, they're waiting. So I want to challenge our 401k listeners right now. If you can do an in-service rollover, if you're 59 and a half, if you're about to retire, give us a call. We can show you how to add over 19% into your account, over 20% into your account, over 30% into your account, depending on what your goals are. Nearly 36%. Steve, if I could add 30% into my $500,000 401k, I'm starting out with $650,000 every day. And this is the mistake people are making. They're not understanding this, but they get so much negative propaganda. So the media today, let me ask a question. Is the media news or is it just glorified editorials?
Well, it's definitely glorified editorials now. There's no question about that.
So if it's glorified editorials, then I'm being told how to think, am I not?
Pretty much.
Because yep. I'm being given an opinion of somebody that thinks they're smarter than me.
That's
so
right.
I always resent the fact that when I'm watching the news, you've got some idiot that gets paid a lot more than I do who's saying, yeah, this happened and this happened, but this was fake. And so since this was fake, this can't happen. And then they plant that seed into your brain over and over and over. And if I'm stupid enough to watch that same station, guess what's happening? I'm being brainwashed and I believe all of this stuff. I believe all of this stuff.
It's that old saying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step over you. It's that old saying, if you repeat a lie to somebody enough, it becomes truth, doesn't it?
Yeah, wasn't that Joseph Mengels that said that?
I believe it was.
Yeah,
You're correct.
That pillar of beacon of righteousness there.
Honesty and integrity there.
Yeah, yeah. He proliferated and caused millions, 6 million Jews to be obliterated and exterminated. And it's just horrible. It's horrible. And
but they knew how to manipulate the press. They knew how to manipulate the narrative so that the common people, you know, would see trains of people going by them and knowing that they were going to some camp or something, but they either ignored it or acted like it wasn't there because they were believing the narrative that was presented to them from, you know, from higher up.
Well, you know, here's the problem, Steve. It's called propaganda.
Yep.
It's called propaganda. So I've said this on the air. I'm warning our listeners that when this thing goes haywire, it's going to go haywire big. And I don't know if you heard this, and people don't realize what's going on. The dollar is really up.
Yeah,
do you know that the dollar and the euro are about the same price?
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine said, oh, this is a perfect time to go travel to Europe. The dollar's worth a lot more. But guess what? What he didn't understand is that his airline ticket's going to cost him three times more.
Yep.
And I was coming back from the Hawaiian Islands last week, and they couldn't field the plane. They didn't have enough people to man the plane. And as I said last week, I offered to fly myself back to Hawaii. They didn't take me up on that offer.
Smart. Very smart.
Probably a good move.
And not to correct you again, but I learned last week from a very intelligent person that it's Hawaii. So just
saying. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. There's a few smart people. Hawaii. That's right. So here's the point, folks. Where are you going to put your money? Inflation is just going through the roof. It really is going through the roof. When I went to Hawaii, I was there about 15 days, 16 days. And when I arrived, gas was $5.40. I could get for $5.40. When I left, it was $6.41.
Wow.
And now there's been a reprieve. Yeah, Christian.
Sorry, guys. I just realized we're actually running out of time. I was too engrossed in the conversation.
Okay. That's all right. Well, Facebook, did you hear that? We got a little compliment from Christian before he leaves.
Yeah.
How much time do we got?
Like 10 seconds to just close this
segment.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Let me, Christian, get it together.
I know.
Wow, man.
I know it. Sorry. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Folks, the clock snuck up on us, and so we're almost out of time. Call us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneysafe.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, are you concerned about taxes? Where do I go with taxes? All right. They're going up. Do you have a tax-free strategy? Are you familiar with our P-slip strategy? Well, I can talk about a P-slip strategy where a bank will add three times to your account. That's right, three times. So if you add $500,000 over 5 years, the bank will add $1.5 million. Call me at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com.
What will it take to make me see all I got? It's you I need to help me stand. There's got to be a better way to make it through just one more day. Help me, Jesus, see me through. Oh, now I found that all I need is you. I need you. Here today and gone tomorrow. All that's brought me is grief and sorrow.
What will it take to make me see?
What will it take?
All I got and what I need.
Precious Lord, please take my hand. It's you I need to help me stand up.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and the song that you heard was a song written by my late wife, Marie Ellie, called I Need You, and I helped her with that song, and that was myself and my late wife singing the song I Need You, and it basically talks, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have Jesus, you don't really have anything, so, you know, very, very important song, seriously. You know, we're talking about what's going on in this world right now. Let's kind of review some things that have just been on the forefront of my mind. Gas is going through the roof. Prices are going through the roof. You can't find enough people to work. Oil is being used in all products, and we're being prepared and told that we're going to be shut down soon. And I want to throw something out there, Steve. I don't know if you realize this. Did you notice who recently showed up at the White House for a visit?
There have been a couple of interesting people, but I think I know who you're talking about. But
yeah,
go
the
ahead,
governor, so. The governor of California.
Oh yes, the nephew of a very prominent senator, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I think the Speaker of the House, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
So that's her nephew, and. Are we watching a changing of the guards take place? All right. And there's a headline that I just saw earlier, and it has to do with climate change. And it's, you know, is he going to call emergency orders on climate change? Okay. That's what's going on right now. That's important right now. You know, we've been around, you know, I think we've been around millions of years. I know some people believe the Bible's only 6,000 years old and all that. And I would refute that on a biblical basis as well as a non-biblical basis. And Steve and I, you've had conversations with me about that. I would love to talk to the Answers in Genesis people because I think I'm right, but it doesn't matter if I'm right because I can't prove it, right? I can't go back 6,000 or 500 million years. But here's my point of what I'm talking about. Nothing is new under the sun. People are people. Everything changes. Everything comes back. So climate changes is nothing new under the sun. No pun intended. So what's happening is climates always change. You know, you got some years you got tornadoes that are worse. You got some years you got more hurricanes. Then you get the El Nino and then you get the El Nono and whatever. All of this stuff is happening on a regular basis. So, but hey, that's really important right now because climate change doesn't take but thousands of years to change. I haven't seen a monkey evolve very differently and I haven't seen squirrels evolve. And I've been around 62 years, you know, but hey, all of that's got to be true. And so are we being fed a bunch of smoke and mirrors, mindset? Because everything is being distracted. So let's look at the facts. What are the facts? Gas is through the roof. Commodities are through the roof. The market is tanking. Life as we know it is changing. People are picking their genders through a drive-thru. This is just ridiculous. Little children are being told what they can be. Okay. Wow.
Inflation is out of control. You forgot that one.
Oh, yeah. Inflation. The true rate of inflation is over 17%.
That's right.
But hey, we've been told it's 9.1% because we're going to cook the books.
Which is still terrible. It's still terrible.
Still terrible. But here's the difference, and this is the fundamental difference. When inflation was at 18%, okay, interest rates were at 19 and 20%. So interest rates right now are at 2%, 3%. Okay? What's going to happen to home ownership right now? Notice what they're building. They're building clustered apartments everywhere. Because guess what? Nobody's going to be able to afford a home. The people in Hawaii, I mentioned this last week, they can't afford to buy a home on their own island because of what's happening with the pricing. So are we watching the Great Reset? Are we watching all of this stuff? Okay. What's going to happen to our money? What can we do? All I can say, Steve, is people that have those 401ks, they can do an in-service rollover and protect that money,
right?
Or they can leave it in there and watch their accounts dwindle down. And if they want to stop working at 65 and they're 60 years old, is it logical to think that the stock market's going to increase right now? I want to tell our listeners, I think we are bearish for the next year. So I'm going to ask a question, Steve. Would you please explain Zero Is My Hero for the benefit of our listeners?
I will be happy to. You know, if we had a client last year who had an account with us versus they had an account in, let's say their 401k that was in the market, you know, their 401k that was in the market could be down 20, 25, 30, 35%, depending on what markets they were in and what accounts they were in. Excuse me, with us, you know what? The worst that they would have experienced was zero. And as you talked about in the earlier segment, I would much rather start picking up from zero and gaining from a zero return than trying to gain from a negative 30, 35% return, because it takes so much more momentum to get back to zero before you can even, you know, get past that. So it most definitely is a better position to be in is zero. You know, when we talked earlier too about increasing income and guaranteed income and all of that, you know, whatever my account is with us, whether you are taking income or whether you're just letting it grow and accumulate, whatever it ratchets up to, that's the lowest that it'll be unless you take money out. There's, you know, a lot of the accounts that we use don't have fees with them. We don't charge a fee. So you put $100,000 in there, next year it's $110,000. Guess what? If the market goes to zero, that's the worst that you'll ever have, is that $110,000. You know, it's a guaranteed level, and that's where you're going to be. So zero is definitely our hero. And by the way, in talking about global warming, I just wanted to make a point that cows have been flatulating since the beginning of history. And so, you know, if they're contributing to global warming now, they would have contributed whether it was 10,000, 6,000, or 10 million years ago. So it's a little silly to assume now that all of a sudden cows passing gas is...
No. I've got the idea, Steve. I know what you just said is incorrect. You know why? We had more cows back then because nobody was eating meat. And so, you know, and we got to protect the cows. All right. So guess what's happening in Australia? You talk about this, and this is actually not funny, but, they're protecting the sharks so much that the seals are underpopulating. So guess what's happening? The great whites are leaving. They're not going after seals. They're going after humans. And right. Guess the humans that they're going after that look like seals from underwater on a surfboard.
Yep.
And there's been more fatal shark attacks in the last 5 years than probably the whole world history put together. It's some ridiculous number. But hey, we know best. And in California, the California governor that just showed up at the White House, you know, we got to protect the spotted owl and the squirrel. And so he is stopping the water flow from Northern California to go over, I don't know exactly the geographical location. So as a result, we are having more fires, more devastating fires. But just like in Australia, it's more important to protect the sharks than humans. It's more important to, protect the squirrel than the lands. All hell has broken loose and people aren't thinking about it and they're not thinking what's going on. And what people need to realize, this is having a profound effect on people's accounts. Okay. It's just ridiculous. And, we can help with all of this. Now, as I'm talking, I'm watching the Dow. It's down almost 100 points. So it's crawling down and it's just, up and down, up and down. But Steve, if people are happy with uncertainty and volatility, then more power to them. And if climate change is the way to go, since climate is only changing because of cows flagellating, or, and guess what? Oh, did you hear the statement? We got 20 seconds. North Dakota is suing a very prominent person that bought 240 acres of farmland because he wants to GMO the whole world. I don't know who that is, but he wants to GMO the whole world. Okay? Eat GMO food instead of real meat. Stay tuned, folks. Be right back.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eye. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and the song that you heard is a song that I sang back in 1990 called People Need the Lord. And that's actually yours truly right there singing. And I was, how old was I in 1990? I was 32 years younger. So I was 30 years old in 1990. Wow. How time flies when you're having fun, of course.
And who knew that Steve Green was going to do a cover of your song?
Yeah, he did. Steve, yeah. He did several covers of my song.
He made it a little more popular than you did, but,
You know what's funny? I heard a Steve Green song that I never heard before, and I think he's a music minister at a Nazarene church, and he'll do occasional concerts. And, he was a very popular, prominent singer in contemporary Christian music back then.
Yep.
Got to meet him. Very thin little guy. He's built about like Robert Redford. In fact, they kind of look alike a little bit when Robert Redford was younger, but very thin, very small, very slight, very powerful voice. And so it was an interesting thing. I got to meet Carmen, too, and that was interesting.
I met Carmen. I actually picked him up. He did a concert at our church, and I was his chauffeur, so I got to talk to him for a little while. He's an interesting character.
Another one that I met, which had a great music, was Mylon Lefevre. And
I had dinner with Mylon Lefevre. True story. I did. Yeah, he was great. Him and his whole band, they were awesome.
Yeah, I got. He got his start with Elvis.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he used to write songs. He was involved with Elvis. In fact, isn't it the Imperials that used to be the quartet for Elvis? And do you?
No.
It might not be the Imperials. Who was it? It was Jake Hess.
Yeah. Was it the Righteous Brothers? Not the Righteous Brothers.
I can't think
of who it is. It wasn't the Imperials.
Somebody's got to know it from our feed,
I'll look it up.
Yeah, Jake Hess, he had the lowest, and guess what, Steve? I can go as low as Jake Hess.
Wow, impressive.
How low can you go? How low can you go? How low?
I used to do that on the piano when I was with my professor, and I could go below the keyboard. Now, it was a graveling sound. It sounded like an alligator trying to find his wife. But by the way, that's actually what they sound like. They sound like a low registered fraud. But hey, I wanted
Jordanaires.
The Jordanaires, that's right. And Here's what's interesting. I need to get this headline. This is really important because I was looking for something financially and this popped out. And I just figure our listeners would appreciate us since we were talking about climate change. It says 5 reasons why sleeping naked actually increases the quality of your sleep. So, hey, it's on the news. So it's got to be true. Okay. So, no word pictures there, but, the point is, that's what it says on Well Daily. So I'll have to read that article later. So anyway, so folks, if you still want to call us at 1-800-440-434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. But we're trying to make light. We're trying to have fun about what's going on. But I honestly believe we are. Somebody asked me on another show. Actually, it was on television. I was on Your Carolina. And back, actually, you can go to our website, mymoneysafe.com. I was on Your Carolina yesterday morning. And they said, where do you think the market's going? I said, honest, do you think we're going to recession? I said, we are in a recession, and I think we're possibly looking at a depression or a major, major correction. I really do. And you know, one of the conversations I had on air, the people that are the most vulnerable are what I call the people, and I hate to use this because it sounds condescending, but the sheeple, the people that just follow the group. You and I did a show a couple of years ago on lemmings, how people don't be a lemming, don't follow each other over the cliff. You know, and it's inexplicable kind of why lemmings follow each other over the cliff. Some survive, most of them die. But what's happening is you have this herd mentality in the media. We talked about in the earlier segment. You have this herd mentality in politics. You've got this herd mentality with finances. And so people are following the group and they're very, very vulnerable. And I'm just appealing to our listeners. If you've got money that's done well and now you've lost some money, you've got 401k money, you've got IRA money, you've got cash sitting around, we can show you how to protect that money. I was listening to another talk show host, and he's like, yeah, you don't need another salesman and this, that, and the other. And one of my clients went to go see them, and he said, yeah, we need to put 80% of your money in bonds. I said, yeah, you're going broke safely is what's going on. I said, that's a great strategy because, hey, the market will come back. But if I'm right, we have a depression. Is it going to take 25 years for the market to come back? Hopefully not. But this is where we're at. We're on a threshold. Now, if something changes in Washington for the better, maybe we get a reprieve. I don't know. Now, I will say this. During the 25 years it took to get back into the Depression, there were some moments where people made money. And if the market crashes, there's going to be a bunch of people that make money. And you know, so this is what's going on. Anyway, folks, you can reach us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneysafe.com. Sorry, Steve.
And
go ahead.
No. And the point you were making, really, and to encapsulate it, is what if? You know, we don't know what the market. I mean, we didn't know the market was going to be up big yesterday. Didn't know it was going to be down today. You know, but what if? You have to play the what if game when you're getting ready to retire. What if the market does go down? What if it takes 25 years to come back? What if I need a certain amount of income? What if I need increasing income? What if I have medical situation? Or what if I need to take income and my account is down 50%? You have to play the what if game, because if you don't, you wind up, you know, potentially in a really bad situation. You don't know the future, so you have to play the what if game.
Well, you know, I got a phone call, and this particular person is another agent, and he's going to be working with our firm. And he said, Greg, I've got a client that's worth over $10 million. And he wants long-term care insurance, but he doesn't want to own a long-term care policy. So he said to me, so I'd like to find him a good annuity that's going to have a good long-term care program on it. And I said, okay, we can do that. And I said, but you know what would be better for him is to use a P-slip, a properly structured life insurance plan. He goes, yeah, but he doesn't want life insurance. And I said, well, what's the purpose of the money? Well, if he doesn't need it for long-term care, he just wants to give it to his kids. And then I said a word to him that got his attention. And I said, well, He says, you know, he doesn't like life insurance. I said, yeah, but let me tell you why the life insurance makes sense. And I shared on different shows that my wife had a plan like this and it was really a godsend when she had cancer. And I said, well, the reason the life insurance makes sense is if he doesn't need the money for long-term care, he doesn't go to long-term care, he can pass it to his kids tax-free. He goes, oh, I forgot that. I said, yeah, I mean, I said, would you really rather have tax-free money? Or let's say he's got gain in his annuity, because this is non-qualified money now, meaning for the benefit of our listeners, non-IRA money. I said, because with the annuity, let's say he puts in $500,000 and it grows to $1 million. His kids are going to pay taxes over 5 years on $1 million. Okay. And actually, with our strategy, they could pay 5 years over like $1.8 million, which would even be better. So, you know, people with large accounts, we can help them with this. All right. So anyway, I got his attention because I said, you got to think about tax.
Right.
And I want to say one point, and I want you to comment on this, Steve. I want to remind our listeners, we did a show about this. Do you remember, and folks, do you recall, we had a show about this. Inflation is a tax.
Yep.
It's a tax. All right? I just went to the courthouse to do something the other day, and they charged me $10 to get a copy of something. $10. So inflation's wow. Even hitting at the courthouse.
Wow.
And so this is happening around everywhere. It's almost like a church when certain church operates strictly as a business and it's all profit, bottom line. And it's no longer really spiritual. It's all about making money for the church. Now, I'm not being condescending. A lot of churches do a lot of good things as I believe and adhere to, but a lot of them operate strictly as a business and the spiritual aspect of it goes away. It's about, you know, staying in the red. That's not what a church was designed for. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent, but go ahead, Steve. We got just a little bit of time left.
No, we are almost out of time, and you're right. Inflation is a tax and people need to be paying attention to that. And going back to what we talked about before, when you have a steady stream of income coming in and inflation's going through the roof, it takes more to buy things. I mean, that's what inflation is. And where are you going to get that more when you're retired? We have solutions to that and we can definitely talk to you about it. And before we are out of time, I always like to admit when I'm wrong, the Imperials actually did do some backup with Elvis, and your buddy Jake Hess was with the Imperials at that time, along with Jim Murray, who was one of the key Imperial guys, Gary McSpadden, who's also very well known, Armin Morales, very well known. They were all big Imperials. So they did do some work with Elvis. I did not know that.
Yep. Well, Steve, you know, that's
last week it was Hawaii, and this week it's the Imperials.
That's why some people are paid the big bucks, Steve.
I know. I'm learning all kinds of stuff. This is great.
Yeah, it was Jake Hess because I had a client of mine in Albemarle, North Carolina, who sang low bass, and he always tried to practice with Jake Hess. And when I showed him I could hit those notes with Jake Hess, he kind of blushed. He goes, "Wow!" And great guy. He's about 90 years old, still singing. Folks, we are out of time today, and I hope we're not out of time with our economy right now. Seriously, give us a call. Let us help you. Call 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. This is Greg Ellie.
And Steve Lewis. And goodbye, Christian. We love you, brother.
Christian, God bless you. Have a great time. Folks, we'll see you next week. Take care. Attention listeners, I just want to thank you today to tune into the Prosperity Hour. And we talk about where we can put your money safely to grow without the market risk. Folks, if we can help you with a 401k in any possible way or just your whatever cash you have, we'll be glad to make your money safe. Call me at 800-440-0434, and we can help you in Greenville, Seneca, Spartanburg, Sarasota, and Chattanooga. God bless you. Have a great day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.